It's been a while since I've done one of these Tai Chi audio booths because my wife and I were in a rather unpleasant car accident at the end of July whilst away on holiday. It's been 6 weeks and 2 days now since the accident, and today's the first time I've been able to play the form all the way through without too many problems with my injured knee. But I have kept my Tai Chi practice up as best I can during the last 6 weeks. I've tried to do as many classes as I could. And one of the things I've been doing that, or with that, is taking advantage of the aches and pains and the stiffness and the immobility that the injuries have got while they heal. Now, first and foremost, I must stress that you should not undertake any practice that slows down your healing process or puts you at risk of further secondary injuries because you're pushing yourself too hard while you're healing. There's no benefit in that whatsoever. I mean, that's just a way to end up with long-term permanent injuries. So you should always take care of yourself. But at the same time, your aches and pains can be your friends. I'll give you an example. I've got some short-term ligament damage and bruising inside the left knee, which means that moving the knee forward and backwards, left and twisting on the knee especially, and shifting the weight into and out of the knee are all things I can feel far more than I could when the knee was fine before the accident. And I've been using this to my advantage. I've been using this when playing the form to just think and say, right, where am I? How am I moving my knee? And is that movement appropriate? For example, one of the things we teach the students is that the knee should only ever go forwards and backwards, forwards and backwards. You should never twist on it, so you should avoid all torque through the knee as much as possible. My teacher always said that the knee can twist, but it's an emergency capability. It's there to prevent the knee from snapping and being damaged. It's not something you should be looking to use and rely on all the time, because you'll just overstrain the knee and the knee will break down. So when playing the form, I've been using the extra feeling I've got in the knee to determine those places where my knee was twisting just ever so slightly. It was twisting instead of going forwards and back. I'm working on improving my movement, the quality of my movement, to ensure that the knee only does go forward and back throughout the form. Now, that's just one example. But you'll have aches and pains of your own, especially if you're coming to Tai Chi later in life, in late 30s onwards. Most of us have one or two little things that we're going to have to live with for the rest of our lives. But those pains, those aches and pains, mean you've got more information, more awareness at that spot. And so you should use that information and learn from it, rather than simply try to gate it out, try to block it out. And as a result, your Tai Chi should become better.